This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Here we go. It is time for the weaponized woman with Keita Bussey. And I'm going to try this. I'm just going to try this. Keita, is your guest Thai?
You'll have to ask him. No, he's not.
Okay. Then I'm not going to try to pronounce your name, sir. Keita, who is your guest today?
Ramdeo.
And the last name is where I was getting. Is it Ramgalam or is it Ramgalam or?
First one is
Ramdeo.
Correct.
Why don't you just introduce yourself?
Yes, it's Ramdeo Ramgalam.
Okay.
But everyone just calls me Bram.
That'll save me a lot of embarrassment, Bram. Thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And may I say, before I turn this over to Keita, that I watched a video of one of your shooting strings, and if that was your first day, you're a quick learner.
Thank you. It's mainly for video games.
Keita, I leave it to you, young lady.
All right. So, normally, I teach very advanced classes, and I've talked about that on the show before. I don't normally do beginner classes. Occasionally, I will. But when I do beginner classes, I like to do it as a private lesson, so it's one-on-one, much more safe, and you get a lot more out of it. So that's what I did with Ramdeo. So I thought it would be nice to have him come on and talk a little bit about what it's like doing a beginner private lesson with me, and he went from not even knowing how to grip a gun to laying down a pretty stiff bill drill within an hour. It was very nice. He's a very quick learner. But we will get into that. To start out with, Ramdeo, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you live, what you do, that sort of thing?
Sure. I'm from the Caribbean, currently stuck in the U.S. because my government could not review my negative COVID results and give me permission to travel back on Saturday. So I just had to upload another COVID result and I'm awaiting their review so I can go back on Sunday. So I live in the Caribbean and I'm a pastor there. I've been a pastor for 13 years. Years in the island of St. Lucia. But before that, I studied in the U.S. for 10 years. And I'm Minnesota and Wisconsin. So I love the Midwest, Wisconsin especially. It's my vacation spot.
Can you imagine someone from St. Lucia vacations in Wisconsin? I just love that. I love that so much. So can you tell everyone how we met?
First, I met you at Watertown, Wisconsin. You were a year behind me in school at Luther Preparatory School in Watertown, Wisconsin.
So we actually went to high school together. Now, the funny thing about this is Bill does not believe I was ever quiet and shy. What do you have to say about that, Brumdale?
That's how I knew her. Whenever I did see her, always quiet. That's what I thought. She still is quiet and shy.
No. No, Brumdale. No.
Okay.
Not no more. Not no more. No. No.
So, in his defense, he hasn't seen me in many years.
True.
It would probably be interesting for you to see her. Like, she'll line up. She'll be in the middle of a crowd of people in a crowded exhibition hall. And she'll look at somebody and go, race ya. And then they will take off running, racing, with whatever they're carrying. They could be carrying, you know, potted plants in each arm. They race ya. And off they go. Then they come back and they just have a little giggle. And, you know, then they act like, hey, doesn't everybody do this? So.
I may have done that slightly. But it was with PCCs. We were racing with rifles at SHOT Show in Las Vegas at the convention.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't everybody do that?
Hotel.
I'm sure that you just have this spontaneous racing happening, just breaking out in St. Lucia all the time, don't you?
Well,
not really.
Maybe it's because I was so quiet and shy. So now I'm getting it all out.
Well, it's about time. So better now than later on when you're older. It'll be hard to move around with that.
That's true. And getting shot doesn't help either. So can you tell us about the gun laws in St. Lucia? What is that like? Can you own a gun? Where do you have to store your gun in a particular place? Do you have to have special permissions to have one? How does that work?
Well, in St. Lucia, if you are a businessman or a lawyer, besides the police officers, then you are allowed to own a gun. an average person, they as well, like the businessmen or lawyers, they would need a letter of approval from the police commissioner.
Okay.
And, and then you would get one that way. So mainly pretty much all businessmen have a gun, and they mainly carry it, and lawyers as well. So I could understand the lawyers and businessmen. So not a fan of lawyers.
So with you being a pastor, how does that? Where do you fall in those categories, being a pastor?
Well, you could. An average person can request with a letter a desire to have a handgun. You'd have to do a background check and get a letter of recommendation from someone like a police officer. For me especially, because we have a police officer in the congregation, and that helps.
So put into perspective for our listeners, what size is the island you live on?
It's 28 miles long, 14 miles wide. It's 14 miles wide at the waist, and then and the top and bottom, it's just very skinny. So it's not very big. I drove from here to Steensville, Mequon, to get a COVID PCR test and came back. So that would be going back and forth probably twice. I would have to go to the island.
So you could run from ocean to ocean and never be able to run a marathon.
Hang on there. Hang on at that point right there, if you will. Please, we're coming up on the first break. We'll find out how to find our prospective people when we get back. This is The Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey and her guest, Brumdale Ramgalam. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. We're speaking with Geeta Bussey, the weaponized woman, and her guest, Ramdeo Ramgalam. And he was just telling us about his island, St. Lucia. Please take it away, Geeta, please.
All right, so as a pastor, you're not categorized as a business owner, it sounds like. Is that correct?
Correct. But, again, if you get a recommendation, then you can get a handgun that way.
Okay. So do these guys conceal carry? Can they open carry? How does that work?
Concealed carry that I know of.
Concealed carry is the norm? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I would say. I don't really see anything carrying it around just like that, exposed.
Okay.
Besides police officers.
Okay. Yeah, and it is kind of a big tourist attraction. You don't want to be running around with guns exposed.
Yeah.
All right. So tell us about your history, your exposure to guns in the past.
Well, coming from the Caribbean, I really had no exposure to it. My first time was in the U.S. in Phoenix on the Indian Reservation in Arizona. I had a friend on one of the Indian reservation bylaws in Bylaws, Phoenix, Arizona. And that was my first time. And that was enjoying because there you can really just shoot in your backyard since the laws are a little different from the rest of the U.S. So that was definitely fun and eye-opening.
So what did you get to shoot?
I remember the 30-06 and the shotgun, which I didn't care much for. That's a lot of power, and just it did scare me.
The trick with that is you have your left-handed, so it would be your left hand, and your right hand is on the front of the shotgun, right? And your left hand is by the trigger. So what you do is you pull the gun apart like you're trying to break it in half. So you're pulling the front end of the gun away from the back end of the gun so it doesn't hit you in the shoulder so hard and you have a lot more control. Just an FYI for future reference.
Yeah, I don't know if I care that much to use the shotgun again, but I did enjoy the handguns, and the 30-06 was a blast for just shooting milk jugs.
So what did you do with a handgun? So you have shot a handgun before.
Yeah, we had, we just set up targets as well, probably about 50, 20 feet away. And just blasted away. And that was nice. It just, I wouldn't, I didn't have any sort of training, so I wouldn't have touched the shotgun. If I would have to do it over again, I would just stick with the handgun just because it's less intimidating.
So what instruction did they give you regarding the handgun?
I don't know if I remember much of it, but I was certain it was not as precise or detailed as yours. So I was a whole lot more comfortable when you explained everything to me. That made it a whole lot easier and a lot less stressful because I was a little stressed out trying to with the two guns in front of me at first. But
so
as you went on to what's that?
So in Arizona, you basically just, they said, oh, okay, here's a pistol, pick it up and shoot it. And you did with zero instructions.
Well, no, he did give instructions. Again, I don't remember it that much, but if I didn't remember it that much, I would say as well it wasn't as detailed.
Okay. So you shot a pistol one time before in your life, and it was how many rounds, do you think? A lot, a little, somewhere in between.
It was a lot because I went to visit my friend. He had just gone through a breakup. His fiance broke up with him. His fiance didn't want it to be a pastor's wife, or she thought it was a lot of stress. So I left St. Lucia and I just went up quick to spend some time with him because he was and is still a close friend. And
did I go to high school with them too?
No, he went to Michigan.
Okay.
So to me,
and probably a lot of our listeners, a lot would be maybe 800 rounds to 1,000 rounds.
I'd probably say about
50. 50 rounds?
Yeah, 50 shots.
Okay, so to put this in perspective, he picked up a gun one time in his life. He shot about 50 rounds, had just minimal instruction on, I would assume, safety. Is that about right? Maybe how to line up the sight?
Yeah.
Okay. So were you hitting things?
Not really.
I tell you what, Keita, hold right there if you will, as we come into this break, and tell everybody how to find you.
I'm on Instagram and Facebook as 180 Firearms Training. You can email me 180firearmstraining@gmail.com to set up a class near you or to order a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sport. And don't go to my website because that needs to be redone.
Okay. All right.
This is why you love me, Bill.
This is a level of honesty I'm just not used to. We'll continue on with Weaponized Woman when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General Merrick Garland spent the better part of his Wednesday getting grilled by Republicans over immigration caravans and his memo over threats of violence at school board meetings. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, no fan of Garland's testimony.
This is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not.
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
Authorities say it's too early to talk about charges in the deadly movie set shooting involving actor Alec Baldwin. Santa Fe County Sheriff Aiden Mendoza saying officers have interviewed Baldwin, Hannah Gutierrez Reed, and the person who was in charge of weapons on the set and the assistant director. The three are reportedly the main individuals connected to the shooting that killed the cinematographer and injured the director. USA Radio News. A four straight poll showing a virtual tie between Democrat Terry McAuliffe and Republican Glenn Youngkin just a week ahead of next Tuesday's election for governor of Virginia. The USA Today Suffolk University poll has McAuliffe at 45.6 and Youngkin at 45.2. The House Intelligence Committee held a hearing on Wednesday to discuss diversity and inclusion in the intelligence community. Ranking Member Republican Devin Nunes of California says the effectiveness of military and the national security agencies will suffer when merit is devalued in favor of any other consideration.
Unfortunately, we can't counter hypersonic missile launch with better pronoun usage, and a deeper understanding of white rage won't rescue Americans stranded in Afghanistan. I'd argue that woke obsessions are the proper jurisdiction of faculty lounge Marxists, not our national security agencies.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the Weaponized Woman with Keita Bussey. And she did a beginner's class the other day. We still got everybody there? Everybody there?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I did not know what was happening there. That's the
it
student.
It sounded like someone doing the dishes and singing.
Well, if you want to call that singing. Okay. Anyway. No singing on the talk radio. That's verboten. So, please, back to your teaching ways with your beginning student, if you would. I will be pulling back to allow this to occur.
All right. So, we've kind of laid out the groundwork here. Very little exposure. One time on the range, 50 rounds, minimal instructions. What did we do, Brumdale, when I took you to the range? Can you walk us through the process?
Well, we started out with you laying out all your equipment on the table and then explain in detail the different parts of the gun, the bullet, the how to load it, how to not get your fingers hurt loading, how to hold it properly, which was very important for me, just as I was a little nervous with in just simply picking it up and holding it. So that was a little comforting when I learned how to hold it properly. And
So you're saying we started with no ammunition, just this is, you know, your slide release, this is your double action, single action, this is your magazine release button, all those things, and then just hold the gun, this is how you hold it. And then I brought over the ammunition so you could learn how to load a magazine.
Correct.
Okay, where did we go from there?
Well, after loading, after learning to hold it and feet placement and just...
Your stand.
Stand and making sure the gun's always facing in the front, and as well keeping my body and withholding it facing in the front, then loading, and then what else? I think from there on, then we went closer to a target. So
well, then we talked about every time you pick up a gun, how to check it. So we, do you remember what I said to pick up a gun?
Was the, I can remember the finger step, finger formation. I just can't remember what he called it again.
So I got this from Patrice Galotti, which was, she was on this show before.
Make a gun to take a gun.
Yes. I love her terminology for that.
Make a gun, take a gun. And
so you're making your hand in the shape of a gun to pick it up. And then we talked about how to check before you ever touch a gun. You always assume it's loaded. And I showed you how to check and make sure it's clear.
Yeah. That part was... Very interesting, because I have no clue about that, and for me to know that, that there's always, it could be a bullet still in there. That's good to know, especially for a newbie. And from there on, just as well, learning to hold it properly with both hands, how to wrap my right hand around it as well, so that I'm not pulling to one direction.
Right. Not pushing or pulling side to side.
Yeah. Never thought of that at all. Well, again, I've never really done that before, so that was quite interesting.
Right. So you learned all the safety. You learned the, we call it the 180 rule, what you said about having the gun pointed forward at the rear berm toward the targets, not behind you, because there could be people behind you. So you learned all the basic safety rules. Then what was the first skill you learned where you actually got to shoot?
First skill? I think the first skill was simply just learning how to hold it properly, and so that my fingers weren't interfering with anything. So I think for me, I would say the first skill that I learned was when you showed me how to wrap my right hand around.
Uh-oh, that COVID test is going to come back positive.
No, it already came back negative.
Okay,
so
good.
I just have a call from back in the U.S. where I'm getting used to the cold again. So... But, just wrapping my right hand around towards the outside of the, of my, over my left.
Keeping in mind, Bromdeo is left-handed, so he's talking about doing most of the gripping with the support hand.
Yeah, that was a little different.
We just set up one paper target, maybe 5 yards away, not too far, just so you could get used to the sound it makes, how it feels when you pull the trigger, and so I could show you the difference between double action and single action. He was shooting my CZ Shadow 2 Orange. So I just had you take one shot in double action, one shot in single action, just to see what it feels like, get used to the recoil, that sort of thing. What do you think after those first two shots?
What did I think?
It
was an adrenaline rush. I don't know how much thinking there was after that. I was pumped after that.
I know you were, because you did a whole mad dump. You saw the first two shots. I said, take a shot and then stop. Take a shot and then stop. Okay, now you're ready. Now you can shoot. So I knew that the gun wasn't going to go out of control and move around on you and come back in a different direction you didn't expect it to. So I was like, okay, it's all yours. And you just took off and unloaded that whole mag on the target.
Yeah, I made sure I asked, is that okay now? Because, it's still a little scary. Didn't know what to do next month. So, yeah.
Rom, let me get you hold right there. We're coming up on the last break, if you would. This is the experience of a newbie being trained by one of the top five women in the United States. That would have to be quite the immersion course. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, excuse me, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. This is the weaponized woman with Akita Bussey. The other day, she decided to have a teach a beginner student one-on-one, and we're hearing about the results of this one-on-one teaching, which is not something you normally do. So, here you go. Time to finish this up.
All right, so we started with a target about 5 yards away, pretty close, USPSA official target, so pretty decent size. The A zone is 9 inches long. So he's hitting the target, which honestly, a lot of beginners their first time don't even hit the target at all at 5 yards. So that was very good. So I had him back up a little bit. He's still hitting the A's on the target. Is good. So then we switched over to steel. The reason I like doing multiple shots on a close range target is so that I can let them feel what it feels like when the gun is basically trying to jump out of your hands and you have to have that grip just right. Did you feel that at all when you were doing those subsequent shots?
Yes, I did. So that made it a lot more comfortable afterwards. Once I got the feel for how it's moving and jumping. So after that, I felt a little more comfortable.
Right. So that's so that you get used to that feeling of, oh, the gun's trying to jump out of my hands, and then you have to grip it. If you're shooting 6 shots as fast as you can, you have to grip the gun properly. So that taught you grip. Then we switched over to accuracy, where I had you shoot a steel target that falls when you hit it. How did that go?
That went well for the first time, and then afterwards, I missed a few.
So what happened was at first, when you did it instinctively, you knocked it down right away on the first shot. It was awesome. And then after that, your grip wasn't quite in the right spot, so you either were getting too much finger or too little fingers. So it was either pulling right or for you left-handed, it was either pushing right or pulling left. So that's what we focus on when we get to accuracy, is not so much the grip, but more the trigger control. So that's when we worked out the trigger control. And that's why you started to miss, because we went from something you can hit as long as you're gripping the gun to something where your grip doesn't matter as much as your finger. So then you learned how to move your finger on the trigger properly.
Yeah.
So that one's a little bit harder to learn. That one takes more time and discipline.
Yeah, the further away, I wanted to just hold tight, and my focus, and as I was holding tight there, I was pulling it towards, I was pulling it down with my
right
hand, my right hand. So, yeah, that was another thing that I learned, how to support properly without pulling to either side.
Right, and that's the difference between the two different target types. So one is a gross motor skill, gripping the gun. The other is a fine motor skill with being accurate. And then what did I make you do?
Was that when I got to permission to blast away?
This is when I made you run, because that's what I do.
Yeah. Now, when I did the running, all I could think of was your videos. So that's what I was thinking of. So just do what you did. No, you did it before, so it was nice for me to, you did show me you did it before, so that helped.
I was wearing the boot, so that was kind of fun, and we were in basically beach sand, so I kind of gimped along in my boot to show him how to move with the gun pointed in a safe direction, finger off the trigger. So he learned the basics of safety, grip, trigger control, and how to move around safely with a firearm. This was all in 1 hour, and he was shooting about a 2-second bill drill by the end of this 1 hour training session. So what did you think of the training overall? What was your general impression? Would you do it again?
I am ready to do it again. So
all right.
It's got me hooked and wanting to learn more how to use it and how to have proper technique and, well, simply to use a gun. So I'm certainly ready to learn more.
Bill, do you have any itching questions about... Oh, sorry, you weren't done. Go ahead.
Well, when you have a good teacher, it helps to... your desire to learn more comes up pretty fast, though. So if you have a good teacher, that's one thing I learned as a pastor and as a teacher as well. So if you can make it fun, but also enjoyable and easy to learn, then the desire to continue learning is always there.
Yeah, if you're coming away from a shooting session, you're feeling intimidated, scared, nervous, any of those things, you probably didn't have the right teacher. You should feel very comfortable as you move through the process.
Yeah, and I was ready to learn more. I wanted to learn more about the techniques and just everything about it. It was just very instructive.
So, Bill, do you have any burning questions about St. Lucia?
Are you going to try to get the permit, Rob?
Yes, I do, because I have a member in the congregation that's a businessman, and he goes on the range. So he's been trying to get me to come along. So now I have a reason to go.
Well, I guarantee you, now you are going to you're going to be the one teaching him a few things.
Do you know what kind of gun you want to get to carry?
Not really. Keisha showed me a few in the shop, but I would have to ask her again, since she probably has more of an idea of what I could handle. I would ask her before I even do anything.
So
you have to know
recommend?
What's available on your island. So the problem is when you live in a place like St. Lucia or a faraway place from here, you have to know what guns are available and what parts are the easiest to get. So you're thinking of it more in terms of what can I maintain based on what's available. Where here, we can just buy what we like and get it fixed. So you have to find out for you in St. Lucia what guns are more common, what guns do people know how to work on. So if you have a spring that needs to be replaced and you have no idea what to do or how to do it, someone there will know how to do it.
Okay.
Your island is like less than a marathon.
That sounds like California. Before we run out of time, Keita, if you want to give out all of your information.
Yeah, hit me up by email, 180firearmstraining@gmail.com, if you would like a personalized copy of my book, Smart Move, Economy of Motion for the Shooting Sports, or to set up a class near you. Hit me up by email. Again, that's 180firearmstraining@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook and Instagram at 180firearmstraining. I also have a new podcast on YouTube under Keita Bussey.
How is the podcast doing?
It's pretty cool. I'm really digging it.
Very good. Romdale, thanks very much for joining us tonight. Thanks for that. That was an interesting story. I've never... A beginner training with Keita is an interesting individual. Thank you very much for joining us.
You have to go to high school with me to get that treatment. No, I'm just kidding.
I guess so. All right.
Bye, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next is Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.